I'm joined now by Peter Beaumont in Tripoli. Peter, can you tell us a bit about the gunfire that erupted this morning?
Yes, we were woken about 5:30 this morning by what did actually sound like sort of gun battles. I mean, it had that right kind of sound to it, the right kind of texture, which I've heard before. But then was very, very quickly over to, when the streets were flooded with guys in their cars, honking their horns, firing their weapons in the air. And so there's a bit of a mystery about what the gunfire was. What's clear about the later gunfire is that state television has, partly because of what some of the spokesmen who talked to us have been saying, was putting it about that a series of towns had fallen to a sort of Gaddafi counter-offensive, including Zawiya, Ras Lanuf, and even Misrata. In fact, you know, now we've been able to talk to people in various locations, it's quite clear that most of these locations have not fallen to the government. In fact, some of these locations are calm. Zawiya has been more difficult. I haven't been able to get in touch with my contact there, and in fact most of us have not been able to reach our contacts, but according to Sky News, who has got a correspondent nearby, the area they're in is still controlled by the opposition, and others who have managed to speak to one of the rare people whose phones are still working is claiming that all of Zawiya is not under government control, i.e. it's exactly the same position it was in when we were on the outskirts of the city yesterday. That leads to a really important question: what was today about? And it seems as though this is an encouragement. I mean, there is a huge military deployment going on. I was detained yesterday, but as I was being driven around the countryside by the military police, we could see just scores of tanks, both in the countryside to the west and out into Tripoli itself, as well as new rocket launchers going out in columns. And given that there is this kind of big military operation that perhaps is about to happen, one of the things that's occurred to me is perhaps the whole point of this is to say to the soldiers who are going to be deployed in these battles that we anticipate coming in the next few weeks, this is the reception you're going to get. We're asking you to kill your fellow Libyans, and this is the reception that you will get when you're engaged in this fighting. And that is one possibility about why this has been staged like this.
So it's a sort of G-ing up exercise in preparation for
It's certainly a G-ing up exercise for the population. It certainly intimidates the opposition within the city. There is one other rumour, and it is absolutely a rumour at the moment, and that is that there was some kind of conflict within the regime that happened earlier today, and that explains the gunfire. But, you know, that's been reported by some of the Arab news sources. We've got absolutely no evidence to prove that is the case, but I think it gives you a sense of the, unless you can see things with your own eyes and talk to people and go to places and get the evidence for yourself, it gives you an idea of just quite how difficult it is establishing what's really going on in and around Tripoli at the moment.
Now, you say that you've seen this big deployment that's going on. Any idea of when the battle will be joined, as it were?
No idea at all. I mean, you know, they have been increasing the amount of armour out on the roads now for days. In fact, in the 8 days since they've been here, it's gone from a few tanks to now when you go around the city, there are tanks in many, many places, especially where opposition are. Certainly around Zawiya yesterday, there are an awful lot of tanks all the way back to the West Nazaria military depot, which is where we were taken when we were arrested. And just being taken there, you could just see sort of endless checkpoints, you know, endless armoured positions. And in fact, when we were brought back into Tripoli, we could see more rocket launchers being taken out of their barracks in a column to be deployed somewhere. There are also, for the first time, we've seen tank carriers on the roads. Now, the reason tank carriers are important is because if they're going to bring armour down to join a battle with the rebels, perhaps near Sirte, which is where, you know, which is a Gaddafi loyalist town, which is where the rebels are advancing on, they would need tank carriers to move a lot of the armour from here down there. So perhaps there's a significance. What we're seeing is where the armour's being grouped, and then the tanks are being taken down on the carriers, perhaps down the roads that we can't see at the moment.
Okay, Peter. Okay, thanks.